Welcome back to another One Up Yours podcast, and this is Garnet Lee. Today I've got three guys from the 8th floor again to join me. We're going to talk about awards, award ceremonies. We just had the One Up Awards on Wednesday, not the Grammys. You might have missed it. And then Thursday night at DICE, they announced the, what's the name of those awards? The Annual Interactive Achievement Awards from the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences. So we'll talk about both of those.
Snappy name.
Mm-hmm. It is a snappy name. It
rolls right off the tongue.
So I'll let the guys who are here with me introduce themselves.
Sure. This is Sam Kennedy, the editor-in-chief of 1UP.
And Jeff Green, editor-in-chief of Computer Gaming World.
And John Davison, I'm their boss.
You know what?
And we love you, sir.
I'm like totally outranked today. I need to like, I feel like I should be getting water.
Sit up straight, son.
Sorry, I better stand up straight.
Slouching. Tuck your shirt in.
I love it when he's cruel that way.
All teched in, ready to roll. So, where should we start off? Our awards? Our awards went really well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like the response has been really great. Resident Evil, obviously a big fan favorite. Again, so we should start off and say that our awards that we announced were the fan awards.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sam, how did we wind up doing them like that as fan awards?
Well, we figured that, you know, the 1UP is all about the gamers having a voice. So we figured, you know, why not allow them to choose the best games of the year? And as for Resident Evil 4, I think why it won too was, it was a great game, but it also was on two platforms, which kind of gave it an edge over stuff like God of War or Shadow of the Colossus, which was just on the PS2.
Yeah, you know, I think it had a really good timing because it came out and got a lot of buzz with hardcore gamers on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that like that platform's not as installed base, isn't quite as big or whatever, all that kind of numbers thing. But then it comes out on PS2, and all those people who didn't get a chance to play it suddenly have a chance to play it, and it had more features, had really cool extra features in it. So, yeah,
and it was like fresh in everyone's mind. And
Jeff, you had a different opinion.
Well, it's not I didn't like it. I just didn't quite get why it was as great as everybody said it was. Now, I didn't play Resident Evil 1 through 3, and weren't there even more than that? Wasn't there like a 0 also? So, you know, reading your guys' reviews and everything, I understood that, Garnet
is your cable's strapped over your mic. So
it
is. There you go.
I did that on purpose. It was a style thing. you know, reading the reviews, it seemed like that this was, like, the interface was so much better, the controls were so much better, and so I felt like, is that what people are responding to, that this is so much better than the other ones? Because what I saw as somebody who came into the franchise fresh with this one was just, like, I don't know, it was just, like, lumbering zombies coming slowly at you and then shooting them. I mean,
what's wrong with that?
That's Resident Evil.
Come on.
That is Resident Evil.
And it's gorgeous as well. So,
and you get a rocket launcher.
And you get a rocket launcher.
Rocket launchers.
You're an attractive young man with a big gun killing zombies.
Guess.
You can't relate to that?
Not the attractive young man part. But
okay, you're a semi-attractive old man.
and the beautiful thing, well, I mean, the game seemed pretty, like, brown to me. Like pretty brown and gray.
It was a brown game.
It was a very brown
game. Browns in again.
Browns in.
Ghost Recon's brown. Doom was brown. Quake was brown.
Okay, so this basically was like the most brown game. That's why it won.
Yes. With with spatterings of red.
Okay.
Brown with spatterings of red.
I stand corrected.
No, I mean,
there were some gray murky parts.
I don't think Resident Evil was the best game of last year. I also think that there was a lot of games that people forgot.
I would agree with that, definitely.
Mercenaries was last year.
Oh, that's right.
But it was last January, so no one remembers that it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great game.
Did you know that I just started playing that?
Really?
Yeah, no, I really just started playing that. Because you know how it is like when we're doing this, you're working all year long, and you miss games, and you start that stack at home. At least I have a stack like next to the television. Mm-hmm. And I finally got to it, as I was looking at the other day. I was like, okay, how about I play Mercenaries? That was really cool. And I put it in, and it's a great game.
It was last January, and everyone forgot.
An Oddworld Stranger.
That's true. That was
I really liked that game
was
a lot.
Good.
I enjoyed that game a lot because it was shooting, but it was such a different dynamic and feel to it. Great character, great animation, great voice work, clever imaginative environments. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't brown. It had green and blue.
See?
A lot of brown.
It did have a fair bit of brown. It had some brown.
So which other games do you think could have won or should have won?
How about Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't that win? Is that because enough people didn't buy the guitar?
But it was also quite difficult to find. And it was expensive.
Right. I mean, I think from 1UP, we chose it as the best PS2 game of the year. And, but obviously we all had access to it, and most a lot of gamers
had access to it. We played the daylight of the game. We played that game all the time.
And we also played it in a way I think that not many people got the opportunity to. We played
drunk.
I think a lot of people play it drunk, but we plugged two guitars in, which is, you know, you're looking at $140 worth of game then.
Right, right.
But I mean, a lot of people that, you know, I mean, it's the perfect game for America, isn't it? It's like rock and roll and dance games, and I don't know anyone that's actually seen it who doesn't respond really well to it.
What do you mean for America? Are you saying this is a British guy? Like, your people don't like this game?
Well, to be honest, British people aren't as into the rock and roll as you Americans can tend to
They're
be.
They're much more staid.
No, we, you know, they like dance music and all that kind of stuff as well. So,
so
like,
be like,
I mean,
accordion hero for you guys.
Accordion hero, maybe.
Lute hero.
Oh, that's a good idea. Ukulele hero. Dang, 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 dang.
Violin champion 3.
But I think, I mean, in Europe, I mean, a lot of the dance games have done well. There have been karaoke games in Europe that haven't come out here just because of the taste in music. But America is still a very rock and roll, guitar-slinging kind of culture.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. That's right.
And I think...
We like our Stratocasters.
Exactly. And that game, I think, I mean, deserved to do well here. And I think it did better than the Red Octane guys anticipated. But it's still very difficult to go into
a store. So you don't think they thought it was going to catch like that?
I don't think. I mean, I think they hoped it would, but right. I think, you know, we're sticking out a thing in a gigantic. I mean, the box is huge and it's expensive, and you walk into a lot of stores and ask for it, and they don't have it.
Right. And I'm sure that for them, they've got to be considering at some point in time, hey, do we remanufacture this thing again? Because I'm sure the costs to them of putting together that package are really high.
But they, I think they proved that, you know, you nail it right, and people respond really well. And then word of mouth took that game way beyond anything else.
They did such an awesome job with the song list, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like every time you go, like, God, this would just be so much better if they had.
If you go to
they had it.
Go to iTunes and look at the iMixes and type Guitar Hero in, and someone has built a playlist that you can buy all of the songs from Guitar Hero, except Joan Jett, because she's not on iTunes, but everything else.
That's okay if we miss that one. But you know what? I'll take that a step further, because Ryan, he loves all of the indie songs that you unlock. So he and I, like, play the game completely differently. Like, for me, it's like reliving all those cool guitar moments. You know, I want to play Boston.
More Than a Feeling.
Yeah. I want to play More Than a Feeling. I want to play the Pantera. I want to go, you know, nuts with, like, you know, feeling like I'm a god. And he's, like, totally into the other way with, like, playing the stuff that's original and feels fresh to him.
Speaking of that, you think that the guy playing the Pantera song is a fake, right?
Yeah, that's okay. So the Cowboys from Hell video, if you guys haven't seen it, we're going to have it up, right? We have it up someplace?
I think so. Or we point to it.
Or we point to it? That's got to be fake, because look, he's like doing it.
Let's point to it on the club page.
Okay, we'll point to it on the club page. So he's playing that lick, and it's great, and it's totally believable. And then I started to think that maybe he wasn't, because he's doing a lot of hammer-on and pull-offs, which you can do in the game, except he starts to do entire runs without moving the strum bar. And then the cincher is, right in the end of the biggest run, he picks his right hand up and starts playing the fretted notes with his right hand, not strumming anything at all.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't think you can. I was curious
about how he was holding the guitar as well, because throughout that whole thing, because the camera is mounted on the headstock of the guitar, right?
Yeah.
And nothing in the background. It's like fused to the spot. So he's either got it on one of those like guitar stands that you sometimes see at gigs.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
But there is something weird about it. But I mean, most of it's believable, right?
Well, the other thing that someone else pointed out to me is that even if he wasn't playing it, if you're listening to the music, it's definitely the Guitar Hero version of the song.
Yeah.
And you can hear all the notes, which if he wasn't playing it accurately, you wouldn't be able to play. Right. So whether or not
he messes up in the middle.
Right. So whether or not he was actually playing it in the show-off looking part of it, there might have been someone else playing another guitar hooked up to it, but someone probably was playing it.
Right.
So that's part. So it's actually pretty cool, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll link to that on the what's the URL of the podcast club?
It's the podcast.oneup.com, I think.
Well, it's linked
one, there's one specifically for the show. Is it oneupradio.oneup.com?
We should be on top of this.
It's linked off of the homepage of the site. There's a podcast area that you can go to.
And look for one of us, and we'll put the URL of that. It's on Google Video.
You know, if you're out there and you think you want to, like, come to work here and you become the host of, like, a show when you're sitting around with all your bosses and you don't have that answer, that's probably not a great feeling.
Yeah, that was Garnet's fault that we didn't write that. Not ours. Yeah. because we're not supposed to come prepared with that kind of information.
No, but you're just supposed to bring your happy selves. So All right.
I think we've spent enough time on Guitar Hero.
We've done Guitar Heroes to death.
Right.
The other thing, like, for me about our awards was the racing games. And how strange was it that in a year when you had Forza and Gran Turismo and PGR3.
Oh, we got some smack for that. And Burnout as well.
You know what? Always the online awards always skew towards Nintendo.
Yeah, like because the fans Nintendo, get motivated.
The fans are just very, very, like, you know, involved. You know, they'll actually, you know, you look at most innovative, it went to Nintendogs.
Right.
Yeah. But that's, I don't know about that.
Really?
Nintendogs?
What should be
wasn't
most
that wasn't there like a dogs and cats game like
years
ago?
I mean, yeah,
most
exactly.
people aren't old enough to remember that.
Well, okay. I am, all right.
That's two old cracks in the show, I'm sorry.
But I mean it
Jeff's
was
old.
You know, in my heart I really wanted Indigo Prophecy to pick up something.
Me
there.
Too.
Right.
I was but that
that could have gotten most innovative or
But was it innovative? I mean, it was just an adventure game.
I'll tell you, I got a Nintendo DS because of Nintendogs. I got sucked into that whole thing like everybody else on this floor. But, like, how long did you guys play that game? Honestly.
How long did your daughter play that game?
Maybe, like, an hour longer than me.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, well, she's smarter than me, so that's no judge of anything.
See, so I give it to my wife, and my wife doesn't play games, and she digs on it. She actually will tell me, oh, you know what? Before I go to bed, I got to walk my dog.
Okay, so, I mean, we talked about Indigo Prophecy. What would you have given most innovative game to?
What else did we nominate?
Guitar Hero, Infected, Medios, the movies.
Gosh, they're all pretty good there, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I really wanted
Maybe
the movies
Indigo Prophecy.
But like, all right, but what was innovative about Guitar Hero apart from the controller?
Right, because it's just like another
I really agree
Parappa
with you,
sort of.
It's a rhythm game.
Rhythm game.
Whereas Nintendogs, it was probably the best use of the DS technology yet. It was like when the DS came out, the thing we were all saying is, okay, so it's got two screens. Why? And they do Nintendogs, and now we know why. And I think so. Sort of within the context of the platform, it did a really good job.
It was amazing when you first looked at it.
And
it
they've
is
sold
why
millions
I got a
of them, and they've done more with that game for broadening the reach of video games in the past year than just about anyone except Blizzard.
But every Nintendo DS game I've bought since, I've played much more than Nintendogs. I got the DS because of Nintendogs, but then I filed that away.
Right.
And I've since been playing Advance Wars and the ones that are actual games.
So it's funny because on my DS, I really don't play the ones that are like traditional games. I play Gwendon, I play Electroplankton, I play Little Animal Crossing because it's like a, you know, flip it open, play with it, and then flip it closed kind of thing.
Right.
Well, see, I'm hooked on Mario Kart still. So it was
great game.
So even though, I wouldn't have picked it as best racing game of the year. I was okay with it.
What would you have picked?
Probably PGR.
Real?
Yeah.
So were the fans wrong?
No, the fans are always right. I mean, you like what you like, right? If I had been in charge of it, I would have picked Forza. I loved Forza. Mm.
It was a good year for racing
games.
It was
a great year.
And you'd have Forza, PGR, and Need for Speed Most Wanted was very good. I mean, it wasn't the best in the franchise, but...
Two Burnouts,
were great.
Which you know how much we played that around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a great year for racing, definitely.
Forza's another one that's easy to forget was last year.
It really is.
Because it was last, February, March when it came out?
No, it was a little later than that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a little late because we had Grant. That's your thing of GT4. Which
of
we
course,
also
that was January.
Gran Turismo 4 was also in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, wow. So Mario Kart winning was kind of unusual.
Yeah. But there you go. The fans spoke on that, so there you have it. And you mentioned the movies. Have you checked that out, how much people are doing with that?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Is that innovative game, or is that just something completely in and of itself that's different?
Well, a big, huge chunk of the game is not innovative, right? It's a whatever tycoon game. It's the making movies part that is the innovative part. So,
I don't know. Is that gameplay? Is that what is that?
Question? I don't know.
is that game or is it something completely else? Because I was never able to figure that out.
Well, sure it is.
Have you tried making movies with it?
No, I'm too busy playing Nintendogs.
See, and I started to get into it, but it's so deep and so complex that they may have made themselves like super niche with it. Because if you're going to actually
If you go to the movies website, there's a lot of stuff
there's
to go watch.
There's a lot of stuff.
I've watched a lot of those movies, and there's some that are just fantastic. The creativity is amazing there.
Yeah.
So that's the part I was saying. Is that innovative gameplay, or is that something completely different from even being a game?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's like innovative technology or something. I mean, to give that kind of capability to gamers to do that sort of thing. Is it a game? I don't know.
I don't know. See, that's kind of the question I have. I think it's something completely different, because when you look at it, what they're doing is not so much gameplay. They're actually creating like digital entertainment with it, which is
yeah,
really
right.
Cool.
Entertainment's a good word for it, because what they've done is taken what was previously quite a complicated thing to do and made it more enjoyable.
That's like make your own machinima, or
right?
Something.
Which, if you do it in sort of the old-fashioned way, it's, you know, at best it's gameplay footage where you're doing voiceovers on it. But if you want to sort of direct the stuff, it was a complex thing.
Yeah. And now you can, and it's so very easy now, once you've finished it, to drop it into AVI. So this, like, puts all the technical part to where you can actually do all the sound over, the music and all that. That's what you concentrate on, and then it makes the rest of it simplified. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Shooters, I think, is the next thing we ought to talk about, since we all caught an earful about that, didn't we?
Good grief. Well, couldn't this, again, be sort of like what you said about Resident Evil? That the multi-platform sort of...
Yeah.
I think so, but I think it really won the strength of the 360 game, which is funny because how many of us, even just a few years ago, were talking about how consoles can't do shooters.
Yeah, true.
And this game for this year, I think that it's really cool that it won the award of best shooter from the fans, because it really starts to set a trend and say, hey, you know what? Consoles really can do shooters.
Mm-hmm. I thought Call of Duty 2 was brilliant.
I really did too.
I mean, I was so...
Even though it was a World War II game.
Well, I think because of that, because I was so done with World War II games. Yep. I didn't ever need to play one again. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one shooter I played all the way through this year, because I thought it was so awesome.
Mm-hmm. If only they'd ended at the top of the hill.
You didn't like that bit?
No, the last level, the crossing the right.
The whack-a-mole part?
Yeah, you know what? I was like, after the build-up and you get up to the top of the hill and it has, you know, endless wave after wave coming after you, by the time you finish that, you're like, yeah!
Actually, Call of Duty 2, when you take a step back and look at it, it is actually a very, very simple game. You are playing whack-a-mole with gorgeous graphics because the guys pop up in the window in exactly the same place every time.
Right.
It's just presented so well.
Yeah,
right.
It was the sound, the graphics.
Right.
I mean, some of the, just even the level design was pretty clever a lot of the time.
I didn't feel pushed down corridors all the time.
Yeah, it almost felt open, even though you knew it wasn't. It seemed like there were multiple ways to approach...
I definitely got that feeling. Yeah, that was one of the things I really liked about it. Because I had to review also the console version, the big red one, and although I love the production value that they'd put into it, it was impossible to go back to that being corralled down a cattle run.
Right. Too bad they didn't let us shoot Hitler, though. That would have been great.
So were there any other games that surprised you, or that we got...
What else was nominated in shooter?
We got hate for Madden, just because it's Madden.
Oh, yeah, it's Madden.
Everyone, I mean, like, a lot of the comments were, well, I thought your rewards were fantastic until I saw Madden.
Yeah, it's like giving Friends best comedy or something.
Right.
It's like, oh, big Madden.
Yeah.
Who cares?
6 million copies.
You know what? I'm still going to defend it. I loved Madden on 360. I was amazed at how well they pulled it together. I love playing the game. Send me your hate mail. That's fine. Whatever. It's a great game. It's a lot of fun. There are lots of holes in it. There's lots of things for them to make better. But it's nice and refreshing to see EA, who has the money to do that, go out and say, you know what, we know we have this franchise, we could take the easy way, but screw it, we're going to scrap it and start over and go next gen.
But wasn't it, I don't know, wasn't it not very good last year, though?
Last year on current gen or next gen?
Both.
I really enjoyed it on 360. There are holes in the gameplay. There are defensive weaknesses. There are still money plays. But the bottom line is that when you're playing the game, it really feels cool to be out there on the field playing the game. It really feels next gen-ish.
Should we just let him keep digging?
Yeah, whatever. I have no problem being on my own side.
It's kind of hard to like EA right now, you know? What? What are y'all looking at me like this for? are they sponsoring the show?
How is it hard to like EA?
Because their franchises are so, you know, I just feel like they're running them all into the ground, you know? I mean,
I think we're going to start seeing some new franchises from then soon. I mean, starting with Spore, but I think beyond that, I think...
Okay, Spore I'm looking for.
And of the new consoles.
I think everyone's looking at the new consoles as an opportunity to... Because, I mean, let's face it, there are some franchises out there that are in number, you know, we're in double figures on them. Need for Speed, which is maintaining its cred because they keep reinventing it.
Right.
But,
You know, a lot of people are in the situation that Activision is with Tony Hawk, where it's like, it doesn't matter what you call it, it's still the same game.
Yeah. No, okay, so that one I'll buy it and agree with you.
So I think things like Gun are important, and I think things like Black are important, and Spore, just because, particularly coming in at the tail end of a generation and then sort of jumping in on next gen.
Crisis,
think could be really good. And I think EA,
Crisis,
I think we're going to
see
a lot.
Spore.
Okay, fine.
So EA,
you know what,
EA
I was specifically thinking about Medal of Honor, because they announced the new Medal of Honor game. And then I got an email from the PR person saying, hey, would you like these exclusive screens of the next Medal of Honor? And I wrote back like, yeah.
I can give you.
I don't know. And she wrote me back kind of angrily like, what's with you? This is the Medal of Honor franchise. And I was
exactly.
Well, that's it. That's why I'm not excited.
Yeah, say, well, I've got Medal of Honor. I've already got one.
Or five.
Five.
Yeah. I think Indifference pretty much best. I can't even remember the name of the new one. Airborne something?
I think that's.
Yeah. I think something like that.
Yeah. Great. So we all remember what it's called. That's probably not a good sign.
Yeah, it's probably not such a great sign. You've got the list of all the nominees. Yeah. What else is controversial there?
Well, no. I was just going to say I was like thrilled that Shadow of the Colossus won Best Adventure Game.
But were you surprised that God of War didn't win anything?
I thought it would get one.
I thought it would get one as well, but then, you know, it was up against... I mean, it was in the action category, and Resident Evil 4 got that one as well, so...
Matt shed a little tear, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He really loves that game.
Yeah. Well, it was a great game.
It was a great game.
It's a great game.
Did God of War sell a lot? Do we know?
I think
more than Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
And well enough to do a sequel, I'm guessing.
Maybe. We might hear something about that soon.
You think?
Possibly.
Soul Calibur 3 won Best Fighting Game, of course. Like that...
That was a landslide.
Yeah.
It's because it was the best 3D fighter of the year, and it had gorgeous graphics.
I was
graphics.
Wondering if Dead or Alive would win just because it was, like, top of mind. But I'm glad it didn't.
Right.
Did we publish the... number of votes all these winners got?
No, we didn't. We actually, we don't even know.
Like, we don't even know.
it got a lot.
Didn't we do this on the internet?
Yeah.
Can't you count things on the internet?
I apparently over 100,000 people voted, so that's all I know.
I'm just wondering, like, what the margins were on what won.
Right.
You know, like what the landslides were and.
So just to back
ones.
That up, we could actually go back to Mike on production and get the numbers.
Yeah.
We just don't. We
a
just,
lot.
We let them tell us the answers. Production said, here's your winners.
I understood that Guild Wars was close to winning the whole Game of the Year thing for a while.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Very motivated fan community. They do really well at, you know, their forums and getting people out and pushing that kind of stuff. So, yes. They were. And it was a great game. We enjoyed it a lot. Milky for a while was really hooked up on it. But I think that the thing about Guild Wars is... Since it's not such a true MMO, it really kind of does have more of a single-player game sort of lifespan. You play it, you get your thing out of it, and then you probably go on some, unless you're really into the combat.
It's interesting. It was only up against City of Villains and Puzzle Pirates in the MMO category.
Yeah, there'll be a little more competition this year.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was still playing WoW.
Everybody was still
2004.
So we had a big argument about that, actually. So we had a lot of arguments in like trying to select who to put out there. Like I was talking to someone, and they were like, you know, you guys had 20 different games to choose from for Game of the Year. And I said, yeah, well, you know what happens is all the editors are arguing, and we're not going to pull the one that we wanted to win just so that someone else can say, oh, well, now you're down to 19. So, yeah, it was very difficult to narrow those all down, which apparently was not a challenge for the DICE Awards. Because if you don't have a membership, then apparently you can't be included.
Right.
Oh, is that what that was about?
Yeah. That's why it was, you know, Resident Evil 4 wasn't even acknowledged on their awards.
Yes, yeah, so across all those five pages of awards there, since they've segregated themselves down into myriad awards, there's no Resident Evil because, oh, Capcom doesn't have a membership.
But God of War won quite a lot here.
Yeah.
So when we go ahead and have so what does that do to these awards? Are they valid at all? I mean, to me, I got to tell you, to me, it really undermines the whole validity of the thing. I look at it and then I say, wait, so if I didn't have a membership, my game doesn't count? And so does that mean if I do have some kind of special membership, my game counts more? Or if I know, you know, more people within the industry, within this club, that I get more votes?
Right.
It's interesting because they announced today that they're televising it next year as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Clark Productions.
It's very fancy. They had Jay Moore hosting the whole thing. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was a big produced event.
But you can only win if you're a member.
So how do you communicate that when you're putting it on TV when not everyone completely understands the games industry anyway? Mm-hmm. So here are the best as some of the games that were out this year.
Right.
Also, we need to consolidate this because you've got the Spike Awards. I mean, there's too many now. What are the ones that people would watch
on
TV?
Everyone wants to be the Oscars of gaming and no one is because there's too many of them.
Mm-hmm. I'd say let's make it be us.
Yeah.
That's
I agree with you.
Screw the other guys.
Brilliant.
I think our awards have come a long way.
Yeah.
Last year it was...
Last year, Sam and I... I can't remember what it's called. There's a bar in the MGM Grand where we had the part... The previous 2 years, we did this award show in Vegas during CES. And the first year, it was in the V-Bar in the Venetian. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember much about it, apart from there was a girl in a bikini who was painted entirely gold.
Oh, I remember her.
I'm not really sure why. Then last year, we were in the bar in the MGM, and everyone came. We had lots of people from, Halo 2 cleaned up last year. And
yeah,
we kept giving five. Yeah, he couldn't even carry them. But the bar we were in and doing it, we had 200 people, maybe 200 people there, all crammed into this small bar, and they didn't have a PA system. So Sam and I presented the entire award thing standing on a table and shouting.
So, yeah, we've come a long
and
way.
The winner of this. Hold on, I need a drink.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know about these. What are they called again? What is this?
They have a very long name.
There's lots of A's in it.
Yeah, they got to shorten that.
The Annual Interactive Achievement Awards.
Announced by the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences.
It keeps bothering me as I look at this that Katamari was Children's Game of the Year.
Yeah. Well, the thing that really struck me across reading all these awards is it's a very, very Western side of the world oriented. Mm. You know, you look through there and you look at how many God of War won, you look at Guitar Heroes, and then you get into anything that has role-playing implications, and it's all Jade Empire. So this is all very much Western development.
That kind of surprised me that Jade Empire sort of ranked so well in this. Cause didn't it even turn up in ours?
No.
It was it was up against Dragon Quest VIII and a bunch of others, but in the RPG category. But Dragon Quest VIII clearly won that one.
Yeah, Dragon Quest VIII, I know from Mike. Mike told us that one was going away.
Mm-hmm.
What else was nominated in RPG?
Well, Freedom Force, X-Men Legends 2, Suikoden Tactics, Radiata Stories, and Mario and Luigi Partners in Time.
I'm glad Dragon Quest won just for the English accents that are in. Everyone in that game has some kind of regional English accent. So there's Cockney pirates and things.
Oi, governor!
I liked the game. It was neat to see Dragon Quest with a great graphics engine behind it. But I was starting to get maybe a little bored with RPGs like that. Maybe I'm looking for MMOs now or something, but... It felt I've played Dragon Quest so many times now.
Mm. Well, at least seven times.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if Final Fantasy can overcome that for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes out this year, that is, right?
Who knows?
So what else do we want to say about that big long list? Because we were talking a little while ago about how it's almost like there's too many awards, too. So we talk about maybe too many award shows and maybe too many awards. Does that break down into individual categories for genres, for male and female leads, for all kinds of stuff? What would you guys? What do we need to have awards for? Was the One Up Awards comprehensive enough?
I think so.
We toyed with the idea a few years ago of just doing one. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not doing all these categories, just coming out and saying Game of the Year is,
mm-hmm. and that's that.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, goodbye. That's mm-hmm. all. It's not. It's hard to do a show around that, though.
I know, but. But I kind of like the sort of how definitive that was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not cutting it a million ways and having 20 nominees for everything. It's this was the best game. That's what we think.
I like that. I think, though, the thing that I would...
Well, we didn't do it, so obviously it wasn't that great of an idea. But
I mean, I guess the thing for gaming, though, that makes it difficult is that you have... one of the reasons why we do give PS2 Game of the Year and Xbox and whatever is because a lot of people only have one platform, and if they want to know what the best game is on that platform, we have to supply that. But
and the genres, I mean, how do you compare Guitar Hero to Dragon Quest to Mario Kart?
Right, right.
Yeah, there's so many games that deserve recognition. I think it's great to be able to get more spectrum. And then you see a bigger award ceremony like this, and they do just the opposite. They have so many awards to give, but they keep giving so many of them to the same games.
Mm.
I think you cut it too many ways, and you do start to lose interest.
Right.
You know, I mean, even we do it at an event, and the industry comes along, and, you know, we get up on stage and we start doing it, and you start to think, if this drags on much longer, no one's going to be paying attention.
Well, I was amazed that they had a Game of the Year, and then they also had a PC Game of the Year, and then Console Game of the Year. So one of those two was going to be the Game of the Year anyway. So why, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. We might be fast approaching that point of dragging on too long. What do you think?
Yeah. Are we sick of each other already?
I don't know. I've been sick of you since you got here. Same to you, fella. Yeah.
Bring it home. Anyone want to say anything that they got to wrap this up before we head for the house on our Friday afternoons?
Well, what were your games of the year, personally?
Me?
Yeah.
One would be Indigo Prophecy, which I thought was brilliant. I thought that was the I was so surprised by just how... I had some problems with some of the gameplay. I thought was a little silly, the sort of like pushing keys fast stuff. But the
you played it on a console,
whatever. But the story,
then you could have reclined on your sofa and just tapped away on shoulder buttons.
That's for sissies.
I found it quite enjoyable being a sissy.
I like my sissy ways.
With Indigo Prophecy, if that's what it makes me, that's what I am, Jeff.
Well, I'm glad you're comfortable with that.
I am.
I found the story and the character development of that game really just incredible.
I love the way that it branched enough that we were all playing it at the same time and we're coming back into work every day and talking about our experiences, and they were all different.
Mm-hmm. And we all had great different stories.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Okay.
The ending. Oh.
So that's one. Yeah. Any others?
Sure. Call of Duty 2, as mentioned before. Fear, I actually really did like, even though the fans didn't agree.
I loved Fear.
Oh, yeah.
The Fear, I thought, was the best AI I'd seen of 2005.
Yeah, not
some
just
of
the
those
best.
Firefights were just amazing.
I've never played a game that had AI that was like that. I actually had a period where I spent 15 minutes running around an office playing cat and mouse with one guy.
Yeah, it almost felt like multiplayer.
It
playing
did.
Playing the AI.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Turned up high. Yeah, turned up high.
Any others? No, you don't get to have another one.
I really loved Shadow of the Colossus. That was one, and what else? Luminous was a big favorite. You know, I was addicted to that for months.
That was great, yeah.
And... yeah, I mean, most of the ones... I was actually really happy with the list of winners. I thought the readers did a great job.
They did. Yeah. Definitely agree. Mm-hmm.
John?
Oh, I guess I too.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero. And maybe Burnout, just because I played the crap out
of it. Which one?
Revenge. Wait. Yeah, Revenge.
Is that the PS2 one? Or the
yeah.
Okay.
Just because... it was fast and really cool, and it was all the things that I liked about racing games.
Let me keep them straight. Revenge is the one where you can plow through the back of the
yes.
car.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fast.
I liked
cool.
that one better.
It was fast and cool and didn't feel the need to adhere to, like, the laws of physics or anything.
Right.
It was a real game. It wasn't pretending to be anything else, which I really liked about that. And then Guitar Hero, just because it was so, you know, easy to pick up. And I think one of those two should have stood a better chance of getting Game of the Year.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have to go Guitar Hero, absolutely, for how much we played it and for amount of time that I personally played Forza, really, believe it or not. I'm a car guy, and I loved that game. That game was because not only did it do all the things in single player that I wanted it to have, the multiplayer was outstanding. We had a blast playing that multiplayer.
Yeah.
So that was really good. I was disappointed that the GT Force Wheel, well, not GT Force Wheel, what's the name of that wheel, Nick?
The Logitech one?
The German one that comes in the big green box.
Oh, the Xbox
The Xbox wheel, yeah. I was disappointed that it wasn't real feedback. It worked well.
So
but
you're talking to Nick and no one knows who he is. Introduce him.
He's our sound engineer. Nick Callistry is doing an awesome job because I couldn't mix this thing worth a damn, so I'm so glad I don't have to do it anymore. Couldn't be happier about that. And, you know, so that's that. Call of Duty 2, so I mean, you know how much I love that on 360. So those would be, like, the three I would throw out there. And I won't let movies go without some recognition for the meta part, but for the sim part, meh, whatever.
Cool.
So that's all.
Well, we said about 10 minutes ago that we were dragging on too long.
Yeah, so we'll close it. We owe you guys a link for a video, which Sam or someone will get to me. Sam's master of that stuff, so I'm sure he can get it to me.
Sure. We'll and, put it in the club.
Stay active in the club, in the forums. Send us your questions and all that kind of stuff, and we'll see you next week.